T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, gossip alert.
Now the latest from Hollywood.
And beyond.
It's Dana's Dirt.
Here's Dana with your dirt. Welcome back.
Yes, well, Kanye West announced that he is running for president. He said before that he was going to. I don't know if he said he was going to do it for 2020 or just some future date.
It was like 2027 or something. It was like way in the future he was going to do it or something. That's when
2027?
He was gonna, that's when he said he was going to start running.
Oh, running. How's that an election?
Throw his name in the hat, yeah.
Yes, it's still unclear whether or not he really is running or whether or not it's just a publicity stunt. He's already selling merch, though. Yeah, Taylor Swift's fans are encouraging her to run now, and I don't think she's going anywhere near any of this.
I was waiting for something to happen with her with that.
Yeah.
There's his running mate.
Right. And no, I don't think so. Mira Morris has been deleting pictures of her son, her 3-month-old son named Hayes Andrew, from social media because people have been giving her grief about a lot of different things. But the last straw was of them sitting in an inflatable raft on a lake, and he wasn't wearing a life jacket. He wasn't like just out there on his own. I don't know what the rules are, something. But anyway, a lot of people jumped on her to quote mom shame her, and
of
she's
course,
just,
yes, because everybody's right and you're wrong, and they know how to do it right. Just leave her alone.
Yeah,
she's probably right there with her hand on the kid the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if you're supposed to, maybe there's a nice way of saying that,
right?
You know, if I was a new parent, there'd be 1,000 things that I would have to admit to myself I didn't know.
Yeah,
you know,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
like just be kind.
There's certain books, but I'm sure that the paparazzi doesn't help snagging pictures too, to put you in the worst light possible. You know?
Yeah, I don't think. Well, this wasn't a paparazzi picture.
This was her.
It's like, her Instagram.
Oh,
so she's pulling pictures down. No, she's posting these pictures.
Oh, I got you.
I know. Yeah. Pink did that recently too. Like a few months ago, she did that.
Yeah.
Wow. Poor moms.
So there's a Florida man, not a man in Florida. We're going to call him Florida man. His name is K.W. Miller. He's running for Congress in Florida's 18th district. I had to look on the map to see, like, is this anywhere near me? What's my district? He says that Beyonce is actually an Italian woman named Anne Marie Lastrazzi, and she's part of the deep state conspiracy. Hello, Anne Marie. And also, he called Patti LaBelle an Illuminati globalist puppet who also makes sweet potato pie. All I can think about was that man who's like, oh, come on, Patty.
Right.
He loved her sweet potato pie.
I feel badly for this person.
Why?
I just don't think that everything's, I honestly think something's wrong. Like,
yeah, no, so I think something's wrong too, but I think he knows what he's doing. I think there's a difference between like something being wrong because you're hearing voices.
Right.
You know, and then something being wrong is just because
you're trying to light a fire.
Yeah,
a
something.
Bit.
I don't know.
Like, listen, like Beyonce, don't even waste your breath replying.
I hope Patti LaBelle sends him a pie.
Yeah,
just like, just sit down.
Enjoy this.
Put
and close
something
your
in
mouth.
Your mouth. Right.
Wake up. Jay and Dana's morning mix.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
You got a pet at home? Imagine walking in and seeing your refrigerator wide open, your bottom like meat drawer open, and trying to figure out where did the bologna and the string cheese go? And there's your border collie over there just wagging his tail like, I had the best meal while you guys were gone.
Such a good snack. I made my own charcuterie board.
Absolutely.
Yes.
This dog is so smart and so strong and so hyper, but that's what he did. He figured out, watching them, that all the good stuff, whenever he gets a little bite of ham or something like that, comes from that bottom drawer, and they were gone. He figured out how to pull that refrigerator door open,
mm-hmm.
paw that drawer open,
yeah.
and get into that meat, and ate bologna and a couple things of string cheese. but busted himself because he wasn't polite enough to close the door behind
himself.
So I'm like, wow, your dog has human-like qualities.
My dogs would totally do that. I have one who, and I don't feed them human food. I don't. I give them their own snacks, but I don't give them my food. But he will save himself. He's just watching me eat, and he's just waiting, like, to see if there's any chance at all. And then finally, when I take my last bite, he gives up, and then he walks over to his bowl. And I can say no 1,000 times. So I know that if I were to leave the room and leave any bit of food or leave the house, if he could get
up on that table,
the cabinet open even where stuff is, where the treats are. Yeah.
Thank goodness I have a Chihuahua. He's not open anything, a little tiny dog. But I'm like, man, so what do you do now? They're like, you can't keep stuff down there in those drawers. You got to put it up high. So the meat drawer now goes up on the top. I'm like, are you just get a refrigerator lock?
Not that,
like,
refrigerator, oh, pull it down or something.
I mean, can you imagine? That's like something that you would never have to safeguard against. You know, you baby-proof your house, but now you got to dog-proof your refrigerator because your dog's...
Padlock the door.
Yeah. That's like for me at midnight when I get up, you know? Not necessarily the dog.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
My friend's dog has human-like qualities, can get into the refrigerator and help himself to whatever he would like. Good morning, Lauren. Do you have a pet with human-like qualities?
Yes. I have a cat named Maestro. Who loves to watch golf.
Just watch that ball go across that TV and, like, just...
Yes.
Getting its butt down already, ready to go pounce on it?
Yes.
So do you put it on just to help pass the time and aggravate your cat?
Sometimes.
Have you ever given your cat a golf ball to play with?
Yes.
Okay.
He loves it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I bet it does. Put a little catnip in there, too, and now you're ready to go.
Oh, stop.
All right. A cat with human-like qualities loves boring golf. Have a good morning, Lauren.
You too. Bye.
And now, the Morning Mix presents...
Kids Sports!
Hi, my name's Sabrina. I'm 10 years old. I love to play a slime, go in the pool, and go to the park. I love to go fishing, and I live in Walmart.
Let's play Kids Smarts with Mary right here in Orlando. Good morning, Mary. My first question for our 10-year-old Sabrina is, in the movie Beauty and the Beast, who wants to marry Belle?
Oh, we'll know it.
Gonna know the answer. What is it?
Gaston.
Gaston, that's right. Who was the first president, our very first president? Think she knows that?
Yes.
What's the answer?
George Washington.
Nice job, Sabrina. Yeah, final question. See if I can get her. Who sings the songs Finesse and Uptown Funk? Same guy we just played.
Yes.
What's the answer?
I don't know.
Adam Levine.
It's a really good guess. It really is. That's Maroon 5, but we're looking for Bruno Mars. Nice job, Sabrina. And for you, Mary, you got a $50 gift card to Bonefish Grill. Thanks for playing Kid Smarts with us.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go! Woo! Weekday mornings till 9.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.
It is time to mix up the millennial. Chantel is a resident millennial. We're going to ask her some questions, see how much she knows about a little bit of 80s, maybe some early 90s trivia. So if you think you're good at it too, play along and see how well you would do. Chantel, good luck. I wrote these questions last night and they are really good.
Oh, no.
In which video game did Mario first appear?
First appear?
Yes. Is that Donkey Kong, Legend of Zelda, or Mario Brothers?
Donkey Kong.
That's correct.
Yes.
One for one.
Wow.
I know.
I still play.
Impressive.
It.
Yeah, I forgot you're a gamer. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while. You could miss something. There's not more to that line than that. Anyway, that's from which popular 80s movie? Is it 16 Candles, Raiders of the Lost Ark, or Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Can you repeat the line one more time?
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while. You could miss it.
Pretty in Pink?
No, come on.
Bueller. Anyone?
Like, I'm saying it in his voice as you are saying it. All right, how about this one? Which kid's cereal was kid tested, mother approved? Kix, Chex, or Cheerios?
Cheerios?
No, Kix.
That's what I was, okay.
Very mediocre cereal.
It was.
It wasn't great.
It was. The tagline was better than the cereal.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, Cheerios are still good.
Of course she approved it. It had no flavor.
Okay, true or false? The Rubik's Cube was originally called the Magic Cube.
False.
No, it's true.
We are failing today.
I was going to say you're on a roll to an F today. Just
right,
kidding.
Save no yourself with me. This one. You ready?
Yep.
Which of the following was not one of the original MTV VJs? Nina Blackwood, Kurt Loder or Mark Goodman?
We're going to go with Kurt Loder.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Nice job. That one stumped me, too, because I actually thought that he was. As I was writing these, I did poorly on my own quiz last night. Nice job, kind of.
No.
Yeah, I guess this went like a D plus for it.
I'll take it.
Wake up. Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.